A retired admiral boards the Enterprise to investigate a possible act of sabotage and puts Captain Picard in an uncomfortable position. Uh-oh, another shitty admiral.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Drumhead.
Boom, boom, tss, boom, boom, tss, boom. Bah, 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 A Klingon exobiologist. Fucking filthy fucking Klingon. Filthy fuck Klingon fuck.
Klingons love those little apostrophes in names.
J-D-D-A-N.
Jadan.
Yeah, I don't know it.
Racist. Because I'm black. I mean, Klingon.
I have nothing more to say. I have nothing more to say. Nothing.
Do you trust Worf? Since he's Klingon too?
What room is that?
Are they at a starbase? Yeah, sometimes a room will just show up on the Enterprise and like, where did that? When did that happen?
It's a pretty big ship. There's lots of rooms.
Choke him. Hit him in the back.
Totally just spit in his face.
Patak!
It's like Balderdash.
Balderdash!
But also with like a little bit of you piece of shit rolled into it.
Yeah.
It's like preposterous but
or
meaner.
Bullshit.
But more like an insult. More like if bullshit meant like you put like pussy. Like bullshit pussy. Pussy bullshitter.
Patak.
Sort of like a meaner version of schmuck.
Should look up that word.
Like, well, if we need to look up in Yiddish if there's a meaner version of schmuck, it's probably patak. You patak.
I wish this episode just immediately started with the separation of the saucer for no apparent reason. And the music comes on. That'd be great.
Po-po-po-po-po.
Delb 2.
Delb 2.
What is the native name of your planet there, Delb 2? Oh, it's... I see why we refer to it as Delb 2.
Maybe she asked Picard if Riker could show...
They just referenced... Remember that episode in, like, season one where it... remember that really gruesome death of that one guy in that chair when they, like... It was the alien. Remember the admiral brought the alien on board that, like, made everybody strong? And they were all evil. They just referenced that. This is the lady from the people from that episode.
Okay. Cool.
Remember? They like wandered into a room and there was a guy sitting in a chair covered in those bug things.
I have.
And they like, we were shocked at how bloody and skull-like it was.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Super out of tone for the show.
Yep. It's way too dark.
Space grandma.
That's nice, sir. Can you take your mask off?
Boy, will you go get me someone in charge?
And you white pale man, you're yellow, now my servant.
I'm calling you Yellow Man.
Oh my goodness, Captain.
I'm someone's grandmama. My grandson Nicholas is so high. When I told him I was going to be on an episode of Star Trekking, he was so... He ran around for the whole fortnight.
Oh, wow, John.
Good job, boy.
Oh, yes, I have one of these in my old quarters. It's very, very good.
Did you see how she was like, like hand modeling it for the camera?
Okay, I have to know who this lady actress is that's doing this.
Or perhaps.
Oh, yes.
She kind of has the voice of the old man from Family Guy, the old pedophile.
Say there,
Yeah.
That's a nice injector you got there, Worf. Is Wesley still on the ship?
Because she's
no
controlling everybody. I would be when you and Worf just takes the damn thing.
She's a retired admiral.
She's a what?
A retired admiral.
Like in the Navy?
In Starfleet.
No, but actress.
I know, but you're saying that people are... She's doing, getting people to do things for her. She was an admiral. You know,
she may be an admiral, but she's a retired admiral, and she's
she still garners respect, Taylor.
I don't buy it.
She's been in stuff.
So was she a captain? Like, what was she like a hot lady captain during like Kirk's time or something? Like,
no, that was too long ago. That was 100 years ago.
Is that 100?
Yeah,
oh. Yeah, but maybe she's like 120.
She might be. She's a retired admiral. She might be like 103 years old.
Good
or
point.
Some shit.
Good point.
Maybe a captain during the movie years.
Wasn't it 100 years? Am I wrong about that?
No, yeah, it's 100 years.
Okay.
100 years after Kirk, I think. Enterprise happens 100 years before Kirk. This was...
How do we not know this?
I don't fucking know.
How do we not know this?
I should know. 78 years after the original series.
I was close.
That's possible.
I was close.
Yeah, because remember Bones on the first in the first couple episodes? He was like 100 and something years old.
Yeah.
He's been in an episode of probably each Star Trek except the original series.
What?
That guy. He's been in one episode of pretty much each series of Star Trek.
You know, they have probably a short list of actors. Hey, we want to glue some shit to your face? read real basic dialogue in a procedural, and we're going to glue some shit to your face.
He was a Vulcan elder in one of them.
She's hitting on Picard, I think.
Quit kissing my ass.
Did you tell me what else she had done?
I don't know. She acted a lot. I'm trying to save my battery on my phone.
she's an actress. Couldn't you just see her on stage?
I can see her in so many things.
She was a big actress in the 50s, 60s.
Bet she was hot.
Oh, yeah.
All these old ladies that end up on Star Trek, you look them up and it's like, holy shit. Yeah. Is Picard going to have his way with this one too? Or are they going to, hello, like him and Vaj? I do like the established canon that Picard doesn't end up an admiral. He becomes an ambassador. So it's like he avoids the evil admiral thing.
It's good.
Chimichanga.
We're counting on you, Worf.
Chip, true.
What a shitty Klingon. He has to take, like, medicine, and he's a scientist. I bet he's really just...
revered back home.
Pussy. Oh, it's Jadan. Oh, no, everyone watch out. He might exobiology you. And then get weak because he needs his insulin.
Who's this little buckaroo?
Looks like a young Wesley.
Ah, hello there. Oh, my. Oh, I'm so...
surprised he didn't have,
Goodness gracious.
Vulcan ears right there.
Simon Tarsus.
That's who we want to see a show about, is that technician.
Hi, I'm Simon Tarsus.
Part Vulcan.
Ah, he is. Ah, so he's not even half. He's like a quarter.
They actually... Man, every single thing I bring up is from Enterprise. But they explore that. At a certain point in the series, how intermingled everything gets. You know, like...
I really did it big that time.
Yeah.
Big old lady boobs. Your big old lady boobs.
Do you like my outfit? I like this color.
All the time. Constantly.
No. Picard doesn't trust Troy anymore.
You cannot.
Oh my, I've got the accent of someone who's been in films. Not British, but not American, just very...
English.
Captain.
Very Catherine Hepburn.
Transatlantic pronunciation and
she's
diction.
So distinguished.
Proper.
She's so proper. Yeah. In fact, she's my favorite character on the whole show. I bet you there's a wiki on her, on the Star Trek wiki. I bet you. It's pretty freaking vague, Geordi. Interesting to show you.
Very good, Geordi. Very good.
Did Geordi's girlfriend tell him that in the holodeck?
It seems like every sentence that Geordi, you know, like you could end every sentence that Geordi says with, but you don't take my word for it.
You don't have to take my word for it.
Like every time you can fit it in there.
Butterfly in the sky. I can fly 1,000 times as high on the Enterprise. I don't like that fucking lady.
I would take her little notebook thing and
I would have him slowly take it away from her and go, sit fucking down.
Exactly.
Bubble forehead lady.
Wouldn't it be cool if she tried to take over the Enterprise?
God, that I'm pulling rank.
Was she going for an Oscar with this or what?
I don't know.
I hope she ends up being the bad guy so bad.
If she's the bad guy, I'll see this episode a lot higher on my scale. Her lip quivered.
Yeah.
Where's Troy?
You know.
Look at Riker leaning over like a lawyer. Fuck that old bitch, yeah. Man. fuck. I hate admirals.
She's smiling.
Every admiral's a sack of shit.
Got that little smirk on her face like that. Smirky smirk smirk. Ensign Kellogg. There you go.
Cornflakes.
You broke your little ships.
Yes, sir, Klingon, sir.
Shitty chairs.
Justice, sir.
Yeah.
Bah.
Appeals denied.
Boy, is this fucking...
Going off the deep...
No, this is like really applicable to right fucking now.
I have a hard time believing that those rights would last into Starfleet regulations, but it could, but I don't know.
Starfleet's a very,
Federation.
Federation is a very American soul.
It does. Overly American, probably. Maybe.
They're very liberal American. I mean, god dang, the headquarters is in San Francisco.
Yeah.
They never stress that enough, that like most of the Starfleet personnel are not office. There's a lot of just enlisted schmucks that are not officer ranks. They're just dudes. They want to, you know, it's a life. You go be a thing in Starfleet, you know, like not everyone's an officer.
But they still get to go on starships. Yeah, and
like O'Brien, that he starts off an officer in TNG, but in DS9, he's a chief. He's an enlisted man. And it's usually menial job, like medical tech, transporter tech.
Yeah.
Security guy, you know. Pretty much everyone that's an officer can be on the track to command and admiralty.
Oh, of course.
God, I want that. I want her to get some cum fucking up and so bad.
This lady's unbelievable. How can you be such a
evil, vindictive bitch?
Ooh, threatening Picard. Boom. Do you believe in her now, Evan?
No, he's really disappointed.
I am Starfleet Command.
Of course.
I'm going to rate this low because I hate her.
She's the most...
She's great. She's
doing a good job playing a jerk, though, isn't she? Well, it's all overdone, actually.
I hope she's shamed and just driven off the ship in an unhappy man. I really, like, I'm bothered now. I'm bothered by this shitty, cunty old lady.
It ends with her and her and Picard are hugging and apologizing.
Ooh, fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Look at her face.
He tried to shut it down. Made him a target.
I love that ship. Excelsior class, whatever it's called.
Stupid bitch.
Burn! Think she's going to outsmart fucking Jean-Luc?
She's forgetting how he defended Data. Who the hell is she think she is?
I hope her inviting that black guy backfires and he's like, you a stupid bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Like, especially this fucking schmuck.
That may be funny, man. Get the assumption fulfilled. It's just a purely debate. Did you mean to take?
Oh, fucking stupid old bitch. Ugh.
No.
Oh my god. I hate her.
I want to see her blown out into space.
They made her so unlikable. Everything she says. Wow.
Ooh, I hope she's pooping in her goddamn Depends.
Wow. She looks like a nut. Hopefully that other admiral shuts this
down. Look at him. Look at him.
Ego trip on her, huh?
Yep.
Look at him leaving. How much episode do we have left?
Jeez, this is like a drama-filled episode.
It should be ending pretty soon, I think.
Oh, so she's fucked herself. She knows it, too. Everyone's just she's like, oh, did I just shit the bed? Look at, he knows it too. He's like, oh man, are we shitty? We're shitty, or not at all? Cause it's over now. And you suck.
Later, lady.
Bye.
Bye.
Ruined, stupid, old, bitchy, fucking useless. I hope everyone thinks your whole career is a joke. I hope you taint your father's legacy, too. Bye. Oh, and look, bye. Bumpy head lady's the only one left. Oh, she's like, yeah, bye. All right, I'm done.
Bye.
Stupid old cow. Ugh, what a shitty good villain.
You
stupid old lady. Woman. Stupid fucking jerk.
What a jerk Captain, face.
Captain, I'd like to apologize. Captain.
Definitely got a reaction from me. Shit. You broke your little ships. Oh, what a Fuck, something better should have happened.
Her ship exploded.
How the fuck does anybody who's not, who doesn't have, like, especially, like, socially liberal tendencies, how does any, like, you hear about, like, racists that watch this show. How the fuck do you even watch Star Trek if you're a racist and not go, oh, there's bullshit, like, at every other episode? Like, look at this. Social justice right here. This whole episode's about, like, you know, freedom. Like, what a socially, currently socially applicable episode of Star Trek.
So what do you rate it?
I'll go 8. I'll go 8.1.
Wow, he's going all in the 8s.
8. 8 solid. Solid 8. 8.0.
7.8.
8.3. I should have kept 0.1. Damn it. It was very well done.
It was.
Good episode. Yeah, you were oh, shit. Look at episode 24.